Naturally, with my colleague and friend Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, within these last hours, fog of war. There's been an airstrike in Damascus. The Iranian consulate building destroyed, the steel beams twisted into bow ties by unknown assailants, presumed in the news to have been the IAF, striking a building containing, said to be a man named Zahidi, the IRGC Quds Force commander for Syria and Lebanon. In other words, one of the fingers of Tehran attacking Israel, along with Hamas, the Houthis, the Kataib, Hezbollah out of Iraq. The significance to me so far, given we need more details, is that this is Jerusalem, if it is Jerusalem. This is Jerusalem attacking Tehran's commander in Damascus. Damascus is seen as a puppet of Tehran. So are the paramilitary organizations such as Hezbollah. Gregory, is this the wider war? Finally now, it's mano a mano, Jerusalem versus Tehran.
No, I don't think so. I think that it runs the risk of escalating to that because it has come to a fairly direct confrontation. But the confrontation itself was outside Iran, which is very important, and targeted the Quds Force in Syria, where theoretically it should not be. And the Quds Force has been engaged in warfare and support of terrorist groups, which have been until now relatively deniable by Tehran. So in a sense, this attack exposed the fact that General Mohammad Reza Zahedi was back in Syria. And what's interesting, that he actually led the Quds Force in Lebanon and Syria until 2016, when, of course, we saw Qasem Soleimani take over, and then he was, of course, Soleimani himself was killed in January 2020 by U.S. forces in Iraq. And if you remember that, although it was a fairly significant strike against a much more politically powerful leader with Soleimani than the current one against General Zahedi, Iran was reluctant to act to punish the U.S. Now, the clerical government in Tehran today said that they would respond harshly to Israel for the killing of General Zahedi and his deputy, who was a Brigadier General Hajri Ahimi. But what that retaliation could be is open to question. Yes, they could get Hezbollah, who also lost an official in this attack, they could get them to escalate their attacks against Israel. But even that is not going to be a decisive move. Anything beyond that would be extremely dangerous for the clerics. The clerics are being definitely cautioned by Moscow not to escalate this because it would jeopardize this incredible new transport infrastructure, which is transiting all of Russia from St. Petersburg and from the White Sea in the north down to the Indian Ocean, with Iran now as an integral member of that logistics chain, which goes over to India. This is vital to Moscow. It's also vital to the continued economic success of the clerics if they want to survive at all. So they don't want any major attacks on Iranian soil, and they're going to be very, very cautious to keep everything at arm's length. So I think it was a safe bet for Israel to cripple some of the Al-Quds force and Hezbollah in Lebanon and with this attack at the consulate in Damascus, bearing in mind that there's still a rumbling war going on, and there's still the critical element in all of this, which is not only must the clerics look credible and stay out of war, and if they're going to stay in office, but so must Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu keep this going to retain office.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to the other side of the world, East Asia, the People's Republic of China. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,